Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our first news story for this hour. Virginia Smith, 39, of Port Huron, led deputies on a multi-county police chase after she fled a traffic stop in Kimball Township just after midnight on November 21, 2025. The chase spanned several townships and ended in Worth Township when Smith crashed her unregistered and uninsured vehicle into a tree. She was treated at a local hospital and then taken into custody. Smith faced arraignment in 72nd District Court on multiple charges: felony fleeing, two counts of resisting and obstructing, second offense operating while intoxicated, reckless driving, and open alcohol in a vehicle. Bond was denied due to the seriousness of the offenses and public safety concerns. A Marlette woman was hospitalized following a two-vehicle crash Thursday afternoon at the intersection of Decker and French Line roads in Marlette Township, Sanilac County. According to the Sanilac County Sheriff's Office, a 2018 Chevy Silverado, driven by a 60-year-old Croswell resident, failed to stop at the stop sign and collided with the woman's southbound Ford Escape. Emergency crews treated the Marlette woman at the scene before transporting her to Aspire Rural Health System Hospital. The other driver was unhurt. The incident remains under investigation by local deputies. And a 67-year-old woman from Saginaw has died following a three-vehicle collision on the State Street Bridge in Saginaw Township Wednesday morning, according to local authorities. Police report that a westbound Ford pickup crossed into oncoming traffic, striking an eastbound Chevrolet Cruze before another Chevrolet Tahoe collided with the rear of the Cruze. The woman, who was driving the Cruze, suffered critical injuries and was later pronounced dead at the nearby hospital. Her identity has not been released as family notification is still ongoing. And in our national news, NVIDIA, the leading AI and computing firm, released its latest earnings report showing strong growth and resilience despite market jitters about a potential tech bubble. Industry analysts point to NVIDIA's robust product development and strategic investments in artificial intelligence as drivers behind its positive results, supporting broader confidence in the sector's future. And in our international news, United Nations officials renewed their appeal for countries to eliminate anti-personnel landmines in conflict zones as international parties to the Ottawa Treaty gather to assess progress and share best practices in mine removal and victim assistance. And that's been your local, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere with your obituaries and weather right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.